You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight it is my pleasure to welcome back to the studio a very interesting guest that we had just a couple months back. He is the executive director of the Film and TV Office for the state of Rhode Island. His name is Steven Feinberg. Welcome back, Steve.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for the invitation. Hello, everybody.
It's great to have you back again. We found out a lot about film and so forth. The last time Steve was here with George Marshall, who is the director of the Rhode Island International Film Festival. George is away now. He's been put away, I think. Is that correct?
I believe he's in a sanitarium right now.
Yeah, something like that. And so in his place, we have a young filmmaker that is also on faculty at the University of Rhode Island in Providence now. We're going to give that a big plug, URI Campus Providence. And his name is Richard. And Richard, I'm going to let you say your own last name. You probably know it better than I do.
Well, you know, if you pronounce it correctly, you get a cash prize, but the last name, Klenovich.
Klenovich. Well, that's okay.
Not too bad.
That's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
And Richard, you're on faculty at URI in Providence?
I am.
And what do you teach there?
I teach film classes, the business side of film, and I teach film theory and film production.
Now, we had a chance to talk before we went on air here about one of the things you teach, which is the business side of making movies, which I found very interesting because artistically, I'm sure a lot of people are just off doing their own thing, and then all of a sudden they have no money. And you try to avoid that little circumstance, right?
I think the film business, I think Steve will agree, is filled with a lot of people. I'm going to censor myself with blow hot air, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I think this class just gives people a basic overview of the economics of the film industry and how economics and business decisions affect even the creative decisions at the root stages of filmmaking. And ultimately, everything you write costs money. And the sooner you understand that and how economics affect production, distribution, and those things, the better chances at success you have in the industry.
Now, if we were on TV, the audience would see Steve giving the thumbs up. That you agree, Steve, obviously.
Well, I think that it's fantastic that it's part of the curriculum, because part of making a film is you want to have a variety of tools from your tool chest. And one of the tools that a lot of people forget is regarding your financing and your budget. And when you know, for example, ways that, and we can use whether it's tax credits as an example, when you know those types of things, you are able to have additional money sometimes, and which can help you through savings to use creatively. Because now, hey, I just got another $50,000 or $100,000 or $1 million because I have learned about budgeting and financing. Maybe it provides an extra day of filming. Maybe it provides some special effects. Maybe cooler titles. So anything that you can have which will give you more knowledge about the tools at your disposal, the better you will be as a filmmaker, whether it's lighting, camera, costume, music, sound, or financing.
Well, sound, that was a great segue, because one of the reasons we're here today is to talk about the Rhode Island Horror Film Festival, which is going to be October 25th to the 28th, And we're going to base our conversation today around sound in music, particularly horror films. And Steve has brought some great examples. But before we get to that, just one more question for Rashard, because I think it's interesting. I did have a chance to meet with him, as I mentioned, before the show. And you've been in this, you were not born here in this country. Just a little bit of your background, just so the audience has an idea.
No, I was not born here. I actually just married somebody for a green card. No, I did not. No, I am a U.S. citizen. So.
And not married. So.
And I'm not absolutely not married. No, I was born in Sarajevo, Bosnia Herzegovina, and but I've spent more than half my life in the States. So I think it's a combination of both.
All right. Which is, so you. Your Bosnian background, and that was how your dad ended up getting here. There was a kind of a Greek connection to URI, as you told me, and he was a teaching on faculty there, and so that's how you ended up here.
That's the Greek math connection.
Yeah. All right, that's how we did it. All right, well, we're going to get to probably one of the most famer. That would be kind of like abbreviation of famous and I don't know what else.
Famous and horror. So you're thinking you're going famer. For famer, yes.
Well, that could be a whole
new word.
I've just coined a new
famer.
Word.
I've never. A like famer. Shakespeare, you know, coming up with new words.
Right.
But it's famer with an O, right?
Fama.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm from Rhode Island.
Right.
But anyway, I was going to say that one of the most famous horror films of all time. Probably, Steve, it was your choice. Tell us about this first cut we're going to listen to.
Well, this is from the Alfred Hitchcock film Psycho, which was filmed in black and white. And what's interesting about this particular piece of music, I believe, I think we're going to hear the prologue, and then we'll hear the sequence, which includes the shower scene. And there was...
Well, wait. I want you to save the story for after the music.
Oh, okay.
So we'll listen to the music now, and then you've got a great story about this for afterwards.
Thank you.
There you have the music that no one can miss. And I think it's safe to say, we should tell the audience, since we are not on television, that I'm of one generation. Steve would be the next generation down. And then you probably skip three or four generations till we get to Richard. Is that a good same thing?
Well, he's only 5 years old, so.
That's right.
No, but you're on the younger side. But you also remember Psycho.
Oh, I love Psycho. It's one of my favorite movies. And it's one of those movies that I think I showed my sister when she was like 10, and I don't think she took a shower for a month.
A way to keep the shower to yourself.
Exactly. That was my plan.
All right. Steve, tell us this great story you have about this music.
Well, as we mentioned, this is Psycho, directed by Alfred Hitchcock. The music's by Bernard Herrmann. And Bernard Herrmann and Hitchcock had a very contentious relationship, and one of the things that happened in this particular sequence, which is the shower sequence we're talking about, Hitchcock did not want any music and was pretty adamant about that. But Herrmann had his own philosophies, and so he wrote the music anyway. He showed the sequence without the music, and then with the music, and they got into a big row, and then finally Herrmann prevailed, and the music is part of the classic film, which was Psycho, which was basically done with a TV crew. Hitchcock wanted to do something very bare bones, and it was his TV crew from the TV series that filmed Psycho.
Wow. So that just illustrates to me, anyway, the difference of the what music brings to the table, so to speak. And Richard, we talked about that off air also. You feel that music is a very important part of any movie, right?
I think so. I mean, I think you should write a screenplay with music and with sound in mind. It brings, I think sound and music, it's what adds a third dimension to film when you're watching it. And I think we can all agree that shower scene in Psycho wouldn't be the same thing without the sound design and without the soundtrack by Bernard Herrmann.
Absolutely. All right. Let's move along to another piece of music before we take our first break. And this one is from a great name in horror, Dracula.
Yes, this is, Mike, this is from the Hammer horror classic, or one of them. Dracula Has Risen from the Grave, which starred Christopher Lee. The music's by a gentleman named James Bernard, who pretty much was the musical author of most of the Hammer films. Very distinct sound, very powerful, strong. And for those people who love horror music, James Bernard's Dracula Has Risen from the Grave.
All righty. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of music that we are presenting on behalf of the Rhode Island Film Horror Film Festival.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Steve and Richard, which are representing the Rhode Island Horror Film Festival, which is going to take place October 25th through the 28th. And Stephen, there's a website people can go to if they'd like more information, right?
That's right, Mike. It is www.rifilmfest.org. rifilmfest.org.
And they'll find out everything they want to know about the festival by going to that website. And, you know, there's lots of interesting things. Providence has kind of a history of, I don't know, horror is the correct subject, but certainly spooky tales.
It's a very spooky city.
And we have a person named Lovecraft, which was very involved with that spookiness, right?
H.P. Lovecraft. He was a Providence native, I believe, and a lot of his stories were set in the Providence area. And if you walk down Providence and feel freaked out or fear the, you feel the cult around you, it's probably because of his stories. I think the festival will have a H.P. Lovecraft walking tour. So if you're a fan of scary things or if you're a fan of his writing, you should definitely take part.
You can go to the website and get information on that too, right?
It's on the website, and it's on Sunday, October 28th at 1 p.m.
1 o'clock, Sunday, October 28th, and get the tour and probably be walking right through my neighborhood on the east side. I know that he's buried in the North Burial Ground, I believe. I probably shouldn't say that as a fact. I'll throw in the I believe he's buried there. No one's actually seen him recently.
I've heard that he has walked the grounds at midnight.
Uh-huh.
I think I saw him in Benefit Street last night.
Okay. Let's get back to some music and some of the CDs. By the way, Steve has, Richard, you may not realize this, Steve has the world's largest collection of movie CDs.
That's not true. I have a big collection.
Is that a fact?
I mean, it's big.
I have about 500 different scores of films.
Of movies.
Of just, on CD. Film scores, yeah.
And so he's brought quite a few here with him today, and this next one is Bride of Frankenstein.
This is Franz Waxman's Bride of Frankenstein. It was directed by James Whale. It was the second of the Universal classic horror films, Frankenstein and then The Bride. And Boris Karloff, Elsa Lancaster, Colin Clive, Ernest Thesinger.
Now, I should also notice, Richard and I can notice that you're doing that from memory rather than just, you know, having notes in front of you. I just want the audience to know that
you know. From my childhood.
All right. Here we go. Bride of Frankenstein. Talking off air that horror films have never really been for me, the newer ones anyway, certainly not my favorite. Now, as you know, there's a lot of great writers out there and a lot of great things that go on, but even on television now, I can't say that I'm a huge favorite, but there is a lot of popularity. There's a show on, I believe, HBO called True Blood, which has become very popular, and some of that's going to be involved with this festival, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, True Blood is one of the big HBO shows, and the star of True Blood, Stephen Moyer, is actually going to be the lead in one of the centerpiece films at the film festival, and it's called The Barons, And the director did Saw 2 and Saw 3. And this film will be screened at the Rhode Island Horror Film Festival. For more details, check out the website.
All right, there we go. So you get the chance to see a star from True Blood in a film that's going to be at the festival. That'll be cool. And now we're going to more music from Steven's archives. And this is from The Omen.
Yes, Mike. This is 1976, The Omen. The music is by Jerry Goldsmith. He won an Academy Award, finally, for this original work.
Now, when you say finally...
He did everything from Patton, Planet of the Apes.
Really?
Later on, we'll hear The Twilight Zone. He did phenomenal composer, all the Rambo movies.
Hmm.
But... A very eclectic, very strong, always experimental. And this film was directed by Richard Donner, written by David Ward, starred Gregory Peck, Lee Remick. Fantastic film, very scary.
Here we go, The Omen.
Baby moves, car moves, baby moves.
One of the things that's interesting to me in the studio is when I have guests, the things that go on while the music is playing, sometimes some very interesting discussions come up. And one of those discussions that just took place was Rashard talking about what he teaches at the University of Rhode Island Providence campus and the business aspect of making movies. And Rashard, just as a capsule, I mean, if I were just to say to you, what do you try to teach these young filmmakers?
Wow, that's a tough question. I think I guess we try to teach them that that everything you write costs money, and how understanding the basic economic principles that drive the industry can be another tool that you can use to further your career as a filmmaker. And especially if you understand the way distribution and the studio system works, it kind of gives you a leg up compared to most people.
Now, most people have no idea what a studio or a distribution. I mean, most people, they see the old movie where there's a studio lot, and they think, well, this is Warner Brothers or this is MGM Studio, but they have no idea what the value of the distribution of being involved with someone like that is worth, right?
If you want your film to be seen by more than just your immediate family, you kind of have to know a little bit about distribution.
And yeah, that would be a good thing to have it seen by more than your immediate family. That sounds like something I would do.
Absolutely.
Come on over, gang. I got a movie I just made, you know.
Show it on the garage.
Well, that's great. Thanks for that little bit of an explanation there. And it's interesting that the Rhode Island Horror Film Festival has a lot of these movies that have just been seen by their family. I mean, there could be some small movies that hopefully now will get picked up by a studio. Is that the goal for these filmmakers?
I think that's what they're hoping for, that exposure in the festival will get them some sort of wider distribution. And for those of you that haven't been, it's a great chance to see some gems that otherwise you may not be able to see.
Right. And Stephen, your office helps in this endeavor, I would think, by enticing people to have more movies made here in Rhode Island, right?
We've had quite a few, especially in the last few years, of local filmmakers making movies. You know, we've got a few horror films that have been done recently. Incubus with Robert Englund, who was Freddy Krueger, was filmed entirely in Rhode Island. Another film, Infected. And I know the Rhode Island International Film Festival is a great opportunity to showcase local filmmakers to a local audience. And again, it's October 25th to the 28th, and it's going to be in Bristol, Jamestown, Kingston, Newport, and Providence at the Vets.
Wow. So pretty wide distribution, using that word again.
Absolutely.
All right. All right, now we're going to go to one of my favorite memories. When I think of scary things, I can remember when I was very young watching a half-hour black-and-white television show, and this guy with a cigarette in his hand was the MC, and he came on and told you about the Twilight Zone.
That's right, Mike. We've got there's a film version of Rod Serling's Twilight Zone. This is the Twilight Zone, the movie. The music is by Jerry Goldsmith. This particular cut is from Nightmare at 20,000 Square Feet. It was in this series. It was with William Shatner. This version's with John Lithgow, and it was directed by George Miller. And it's pretty intense.
Here we go, The Wing. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with the Rhode Island Horror Film Festival representatives. Richard and Stephen are here. We're having a wonderful time listening to music, telling stories, and talking about the festival, which is going to be October 25th through the 28th, something you definitely want to take an opportunity to see. We talked earlier about H.P. Lovecraft, Richard, and there's a little more. There's going to be a walking tour and then a little added something, right?
Yeah, there is. The walking tour is Sunday, October 28th at 1 p.m. And then after the walking tour, there's going to be a screening of films inspired by the very creepy works of H.P. Lovecraft at the Providence Public Library Theater. And that's going to start at 2:30 p.m.
Excellent.
So if you want to be terrified.
I think that's 150 Empire Street, isn't it?
I believe it is 150 Empire Street.
Sure, but I'm sure if you go on the website, which is rifilmfestival.org, you can find out all those things. So
didn't he write Empire of the Ants? Wasn't that a Lovecraft also?
Uh-oh. He's asking me questions. I don't know. See, you're
supposed to
be the
expert. I'm just doing the transition of Empire Street, and I believe you wrote Empire of the Ants.
Oh,
just throwing that out there, little horror.
Right, a little horror. I'm not sure if he did. All that's right, a good Empire question.
And well, that would be a strange world. Mm-hmm. Oh. that goes into our next CD that Stephen has, War of the Worlds.
That's right. War of the Worlds. A little-known filmmaker, this guy named Steven Spielberg, directed. This version of War of the Worlds, the music's by John Williams, and this is the sequence when Tom Cruise and his family decide, let's get out of the city.
Well, as the old saying goes, time flies when you're having fun. We've been having a wonderful time talking about movies and things that happen in the background, and this Horror Film Festival is coming up on October 25th to the 28th. Make sure you take advantage of that. But I want to thank both Richard and Stephen for coming in today. Thanks, Richard. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Mike. I am absolutely terrified after listening to all this horror, creepy music that Stephen brought.
Famor.
Famor. Word we invented.
The word I invented at the beginning of the show.
Horror.
Right?
Famor.
Famor.
Famous horror. And good luck to you at the University of Rhode Island Providence campus. We want to give that another shout out. Make sure that people understand it's the Providence campus you're involved with, right? In the old Shepherd Building in downtown Providence.
And the old Shepherd Building, which I hear is haunted.
Aha. So, there you go. And Stephen, thank you once again for coming in, bringing your CD collection with you and all the wonderful background information you have with it.
Mike, it was a pleasure. It was great meeting Rashad, and I hope I get the opportunity to meet some of his students, and really look forward to having some new filmmakers in Rhode Island making some of their movie magic, whether it's spooky or whatever genre they choose.
We did speak off air that we mentioned Spielberg, and I know he listens to the show regularly. So, Stephen, come on down, do a film in Rhode Island. All right.
Come on down.
Come on down. All right, thank you, guys. We're going to go out with one more piece of music from a great movie, Aliens. Tell us about this one.
This is the music's by James Horner. It was directed by Jim Cameron, starred Sigourney Weaver, and this is, I believe, Ripley's Rescue.
Here we go. See you next week, everyone, on Conducting Conversations. We'll be right back. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.